What's up, everybody? This is Executive Director and Founder of United Youth Movement, Tony Gallegos. I'm going to be hosting this show tonight. Got a really cool guest on. Can't wait to talk, learn, and hear about his story that he's going to share with us tonight. Proud to introduce Mr. TJ Page.
What's going on, Uncle T? I'm proud to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for being on. And, you know, we're doing big things, you know, with this nonprofit. And we target, you know, youth and young adults, man, and you fit that category. And I thought it'd be a cool thing to have you on because you're just doing big things, man. And it'd be good for other individuals, you know, your age, younger, to hear you talk about your story and your journey, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'll be glad to share it with you, you know, and I hope me sharing with you can help others benefit off my story as well, or even, you know, cut the learning curve for others. So
yeah, absolutely. So I'm just going to go get a little background. I've known you since you were, man, young little kid, and and, you know, we consider you family, man. You're like a nephew to me. I've known you that long, and, you know, I'm in awe, man, and proud of the man you become, man. And it's just, yeah, it's funny because time flies so fast, man. In 1 minute, you know, you're freaking playing football, you know, high school football. Or actually, even, you know, earlier than that, man, Thurston County youth football. And then you get into high school, man, and then look at you now, you know, you're just doing things. And what the story that, you know, I wanted you to start with was when you went to high school at River Ridge, and then you left and went to Steilacoom, and that's kind of when you had your breakout year for high school football.
Right. So for me, River Ridge, you know, is a fine school. There's nothing wrong with that. You can make the best out of any situation. I've seen, you know, all types of athletes come from River Ridge High School. But for me, it just wasn't the support system I was needing at the time. So I just found that moving to Steilacoom was just a better move for me. And also with my grades, you know, I was struggling. You know, River Ridge, the academics aren't the best. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, you can make anything out of anything. But Steilacoom, they do push you. They don't have off-campus lunch. So, you know, Steilacoom was the move for me, and also helped me focus and get surrounded by people that I needed to be surrounded by, because, you know, your network is really what you're going to be. So once I was surrounded around those people, I was like, wow, like, you know, I've seen a different side of life. Like, they put me, like, there's tons of people from Steilacoom that went on to play D1 ball and stuff. So they just put me around the right category of people, you know, and that's kind of where I started thriving. So
yeah, I noticed that, you know, and for you to have the mindset, man, at that age and in that, you know, grade, for you to be like, you know, it's not working for me here. No disrespect or anything to anybody or anything or anybody's program, but you knew where things would be better for yourself. And I remember questioning, like, man, I didn't want you to leave River Ridge, so, you know, you could be a Hawk and mm-hmm. and play ball for them. But when you went over there, man, I saw you strive, and I saw you just do good things, and you definitely had a breakout year in football, man. You were getting interviewed, man, and in the paper.
Right.
You know, you had an amazing senior year over there, man. And like you said, you were surrounded with some ballers that went to D1 schools and are still playing actually college football. So,
right.
You know, you made the right move, and it was that move that you made. You know, you probably pondered on it. You probably thought about it a lot, but sometimes you just gotta make that jump, right?
You just gotta take that leap of faith. You know, like, who, you know, I could have went over there and, you know, not done well, or maybe even fell into the same bad habits and stuff like that. But, you know, things just worked out. You know, you just gotta take that leap of faith sometimes and believe in yourself, you know, or just work hard. Like, I knew if I went over there, I was gonna have to work 10 times harder to prove myself, and that's that edge that I wanted. So it was, you know, best performing.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Like I said, at first I was hesitant, like, no, don't do it, man. But, you know, I didn't actually tell you that, but that's what my thought process was. And right. when you did it, man, you knew what you were doing. You knew what you were thinking of. You knew what you wanted, you know. And so, like, that's a lot of problem, you know, issues with sometimes with youth, man. They don't really speak their mind and say what they want. And it's, sometimes it's hard for, you know, the situations that they're in. But it worked out for you, man. And, like, you know, kudos to you for jumping on that opportunity and going forward with it, man, because it was fun, man, waking up Saturday morning, man, catching, you know, the Olympian online or whatever and seeing your name on there, watching you get interviewed after the games and stuff, man. So that was fun as a fan of yours. You know, I'm a big fan of yours, man. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think I would have, you know, maybe I would have or maybe I wouldn't have, but I don't think I would have thrived as well because, you know, like, my back is against the wall. And I guess that would be my advice right now from this conversation for the youth is, like, the reason I did that was because I knew I had to prove myself. You know, comfortability, you know, you don't have to do anything. Like, if you're comfortable, you don't have to reach your full potential. So just moving, I knew I was going to have to, you know, do something positive or even try even harder. So, you know, that would be my advice is, like, don't be scared to take that leap of faith and just believe. So
yeah, that's great advice, man. Thanks for sharing that. And
yes, sir.
You know, I want to say a little story that when you were in high school, you know, you were struggling a bit. I won't go into the details, but remember when me and Trisha went over there and we all had a little family gathering, family meeting. And right there, man, I just saw something in you that made me very proud of knowing you, man, and walking alongside this journey with you. Because I do feel that way, you know. I feel like I'm a part of your life, and, you know, even though we don't talk every day and whatnot, but I saw something in you and reminded me of me, man, when I was a kid. And because you live with your mom and your little brother, and, you know, you feel like you have to protect them and take care of them. You were, what, probably 15 or 16 at the time. Mm-hmm. And it just took me back to when I was, you know, growing up with my mom and my two sisters, man, and, you know, like 8, 10 years old, and just making sure everything was locked up, making sure they were safe, making sure, you know, like all the lights were off and making sure the stove was off and just making sure that everybody in the household is safe. Yeah, that night, man, I was just like, you know, and to this day, too, you're taking care of your mom. You're with her, man. You know, your little brother's with you all the time. That's just something to be proud of. And you're one of a kind for doing that, too, man, because a lot of people would just jet, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, family first. You taught it to me, man. You know, that's what you got. That's what you come in this world with. So if you don't take care of that first, how can you do anything else?
So. Yeah, and for like a young man like you, though, at that age, man, and you just took on that responsibility, you know, it says a lot about you and your character, and I can see it in you now, too. And another funny story, well, not a funny story, but when I noticed growth in you, right, like as I'm watching from afar, man, and I do this with like everybody, every youth that's involved in, I'm involved in their lives, but with you is, you know, a little extra special, man. Like I said, I've known you since you were a little kid, and you're like a nephew to me, and our family's been through a lot together, and good, bad, everything in between. But right. When you graduated and you had that party over in that that place, I forgot where it was, but it was quite a little drive to it. But
over in the Timberline District, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I saw the businessman in you that night, you know. I remember leaving that party with Trish and saying, man, TJ's going places. Like, this dude's going to do things. You know, and just to tell the story to the listeners that are going to hear this, you basically charged everybody to come into your party. You had a venue. You had, like, a I don't know what you call it, a rented hall or whatever, but it was like a clubhouse. And you basically charged people to come in, which was amazing. And then you had a live DJ, you had a, you know, and then you gave opportunity to Vicente and Tonio to play, you know, be your DJ, which was cool because Vicente at the time was, you know, liking all that type of stuff. But you know, that right there, you had the business sense in you. You go after things, man, and it's not always about money, but you got to take care of yourself first. And that night, you made some pretty good cheddar.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was definitely a good night. you see what was happening. Interesting, seeing what was going on. And yeah, it was definitely a good night. You know, I mean, I definitely had that in mind before, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's my birthday, so. You know, I did only want family there, but, you know, if everyone was going to come in and have a good time, too, why not profit off the night? And especially, you know, my grandma believed in me there. Then mm-hmm. she's the one who wanted to throw, like, a get-together for me. And I ended up, you know, giving her money back that night. So that was good. That was a good time.
Yeah, that was a good time. And like I said, that night, man, I I knew you were going to be somebody, man, and get in business. And, you know, because kids your age don't think about that, man. And I remember leaving. I'm like, oh, there's nobody really here. You know, let's go. And then walking and there's a line, man, just all the way, all the way to the parking lot on the other side. And I was like, oh, okay. I see what these guys are doing.
Yes, sir.
But yeah. So, you know, talking about that and then, you know, now where you are, you know, you lived in Kentucky for a minute. You came up back to Washington. You know, you're always working, you're always grinding, man. You have all these side hustles, man. And for a 20-year-old, you're 20, right?
Yep.
Yeah. For a 20-year-old, man, what's your vision? You know, like, what do you want to do and where do you want to go?
Well, I have, you know, like you said, I have 101 hustles, you know, there's, mm-hmm. you know, one avenue isn't really my cup of tea, but, I guess I just started with, you know, cutting hair, and that's where I just, like, figured out more how business worked, you know? And where I see for myself right now, I kind of learned that cutting hair is great, you know, but I've learned that making my money work for me is what I want to do for sure. Like, mm-hmm. that is definitely what I want to do. I'm 10 toes down for that. I fell into currency trading about 2 years ago. And that's where my vision is at, is taking that to its full potential, you know. I guess I should start with my story of how that even came about. And 2 years ago, I went to college, you know, I thought I was going to play ball, mm-hmm. get a business degree. But ultimately, I didn't see what I was going to do with a business degree. And, you know, my family was struggling. So, you know, I left college to get a job and help my mom with the vision of, like, pursuing this entrepreneurial goal or all of that. And I just fell into trading currency. So for 2 years, that's kind of what I've supported myself with. Like, the first year, I didn't really make any money. Made, like, a couple $100 a week. You know, I probably could have worked a job, but it was just the vision of, you know, trading currency in this ultimate goal of, like, having freedom, you know? So that's what I fell into with that. And then 2 years later, here I am, you know, I stuck to it and I've, you know, passed that up plenty of times and stuff like that. So the ultimate vision with that is to continue to teach people because, you know, 2 years ago, I didn't really have an avenue, you know, and a lot of people think it's to go to college or to get a job. But, like, also I want to show people that, you know, you don't have to do that necessarily. There's other mm-hmm. routes such as this. And that's what I fell into. So my vision is to help people see that there's other avenues, of course, and just continue to help people and take myself to the highest potential with that, you know. So that's my vision when it comes to that.
Yeah, and, you know, just cryptocurrencies and that's, you know, that's coming to be pretty big and popular and probably the future of finance and I'll pay for things and whatnot. I mean, it's already started and definitely popular, you know, everywhere. So you're getting into a good field, man, and then and you're learning the business and you're learning the trade, you know. That's definitely a good thing. I wanted to talk about the GoFundMe thing that you started, man. It's Big Dreams organized by Tracy Page, right?
Yes, sir. So, yeah. I'd love to, you know, talk about that.
Yeah, hit on that.
I've started the GoFundMe. I've started a company called TMP Investments. Right now, it's just to help people learn currency trading and such, but eventually, I want to take that to its full potential, not just be in the currency trading field and be in real estate, all other types of avenues of business. So I just started with TMP Investments as a whole, but I started the GoFundMe for the reason of over these last 2 years, you know, how should I say this? What you do is you take an account with the initial investment and you pretty much flip it the same way you do anything else. You buy a pair of shoes, you flip it for more. You buy an Xbox, like people are doing right now, you flip it for more. So that's what I've been doing the last couple of years. You know, I start with a couple hundred dollars and take it to a couple thousand. You know, I started the GoFundMe to kind of just, like, push me even further, you know, just, you know, I use the money I make to pretty much support myself and the people around me, you know, like, so it does get difficult, you know, to compound to the extreme amount that I see in the future, you know. I know that eventually it's going to happen regardless, you know, but I just started the GoFundMe to, you know, see who potentially wants to be involved in this, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So, it's big. And when you say currency trade and you're not just talking about, like, is it just like Bitcoin and all that, or is it stocks?
Oh, no.
And
currency trading goes way deeper. So something that is done with currency is there's weights to each dollar. You know, the U.S. dollar, just because it says $1 on it, it changes every day based on the economy. So what we do is we see the weights between each currency, like, for example, the U.S. dollar or the euro dollar. And pretty much what we do is we profit on the exchange of the currency. So that's what currency trading is. It's similar to stock trading, very similar. And pretty much where Bitcoin comes from is that became very mainstream. And that's pretty much the basis of it all. Is Bitcoin is very, it, how should I explain this? It's what Bitcoin is what allows you to trade in the currency markets because it is a cryptocurrency, you know? You're trading your U.S. dollar to put it into another currency, but we could go on about it. It'd get very confusing for the viewers, you know? I don't want to confuse anyone. I guess the best way to explain it is if you were to go to Mexico and you exchange your dollars for pesos, and therefore in another country, you have more dollars and more currency, and you're able to profit off that in other currencies as well. So it's kind of related, you know?
Okay, because, I know the usually on average, the exchange rate is like 10 to 1, so 10 pesos to $1. I know when I go to Mexico, man, I feel like a king, dude, you know, with all them, all that cheddar, man, that we go over there with. But okay, I mean, I'm understanding what you're doing, and I wish you the best of luck, man. And you know, I'm gonna throw down some money on that GoFundMe to support you, man, support your dream. And I would love to actually have a little business meeting with you about this, man, because you know, I'm trying to get into just as many, you know, side hustles as I can too, because you know, my family's growing, man, and you see other people getting rich, and you know, why not us, right?
Why not us? Exactly. You know, and thank you for, you know, believing in me. You know, for everyone that's viewing, you know, a simple like or share is all we ask. You know, just get it out there. like help out with the vision. But yeah, we could definitely sit down. I'd love to help people. I mean, I have like about 20 people who I've helped at this point become profitable on their own without me. You know, I've shown them the skills that I've been learning. And to mind you, I've invested probably over $5,000 just in my own knowledge in the past 2 years, like well over that. So for people that are like, I don't think I can do that, or, you know, I don't have the money. You know, I don't have the money. I haven't had the money. I've been struggling myself. But once you get to a certain point of understanding and you invest in yourself, it's well worth it. It's worth anything to me. Like, I'm 10 toes down. I'll die about it, you know?
Yeah, and it's like any business too, man. And you're young, so, you know, it's going to take time to build your wealth and, you know, build, you know, your profit margin and all that stuff. And you gotta make, you know, spend money to make money at first, man. And so I could see, you know, why, you know, you need this, just the push, you know, like you said, man, and get you a little buffer with some cheddar, man, so you can get going. So, yeah, I just, everybody go find this, GoFundMe is Big Dreams, organized by Tracy Page. And like you said, man, if you could find them on Facebook, just give it a like and a share. You know, that does a lot for the individual as well. So, well, keep doing what you're doing, Effie, man. You know, I appreciate you spending some time with me and talking a little bit to the viewers and the youth. You know, like I said, man, our program, our demographic is 14 to 22. We're working with the high school level youth and then young adults like yourself, man. We can help you. You can help us. You know, we're a community, man. We work together on getting better and, you know, growing as people and just making a better day for all of us, man. So I appreciate you, man. I'm gonna let you go do what you're doing. As we end the podcast. You got anything to say, man, to the youth behind you coming up, you know?
Yeah. Thank you for having me, Uncle Tony, you know?
Yeah.
I hope we can talk again and share some more knowledge with these people. But my advice would be to the youth, you know, is just find your goal, find an avenue, find whatever it is and believe in yourself. You know, it doesn't even matter what it is. Find one thing and master that. And after that, master another thing, and then master another thing, and after that you have a couple avenues, and you know, just believe in yourself. That's all I gotta say,
man. I like that. I really do. What you just said, man, about, you know, master your craft and whatever it is, you know, get out and find something you like, man, and stick with it and master it. Once it's mastered, go get another one, man. So those are very encouraging words, man. And we'll end on that note, my dude. And like I said, I appreciate you, man. And we will have you back on. Trust that, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, TJ Page.